This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. At this point in the show, I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about television and some shows that are on the air, off the air, going off the air, and long gone from the air. I want to talk about 24 and Lost, and The Book of Daniel and The West Wing, and Reunion and Threshold, and Wise Guy and Twin Peaks, and what they all have in common. They're all shows that break the once-standard mold of primetime TV dramas, the rule that said each hour of every series could stand alone and be shown and enjoyed in almost any order, like cards shuffled in a deck. These other groundbreaking shows all promised longer, drawn-out episodic stories, more like daytime soap operas, but with finite mysteries to solve, from the murder of Laura Palmer or the alien invasion of the planet Earth to the election or murder of a president. It's an exciting, often very satisfying development, these complex methods of TV storytelling. Sometimes they get to tell and finish their tale in a way that makes it read like a complete novel. The Prisoner, starring Patrick McGoohan as a secret agent abducted to a mysterious island, pulled it off way back in 1968. Buffy the Vampire Slayer did it just a few years ago, and The Sopranos, which finally returns next month, is doing it now. The novel approach to TV is anything but novel, really. Masterpiece Theater has been doing it for 30 years, and is doing it brilliantly today with Bleak House, a terrific adaptation of the Charles Dickens novel. That novel, by the way, was written originally for newspapers the same way it's rolling out now on television, in weekly episodic installments. But with Bleak House, then and now, you can start the story comfortably reassured that eventually it will come to a natural conclusion. Get away from PBS and maybe HBO and Showtime, and that's not true. What's really infuriating about TV today is when one of these shows starts on its ambitious path and pulls you along, then doesn't get to finish. When the ratings go south, the shows are taken off the air, and viewers are left with a painful case of TV interruptus. I'm not talking about the unfunny sitcom Emily's Reasons Why Not being yanked off ABC after one episode. I'm not talking about a horrible reality show being jettisoned early, so we'll never know who won the ranch in The Will on CBS or survived the world's most obnoxious boss on Fox. But I am talking about The Book of Daniel, which NBC, responding partly to advertiser dropout but mostly to low ratings, has pulled from the air after a handful of increasingly endearing episodes. For now, you can still watch new episodes of The Book of Daniel on Friday nights, but not on NBC. You can only see it if you go to NBC's website, where one of the last few shelved hours will be streamed each week. That's a far cry from broadcasting on an actual network, but it's a lot better than what's happened to Reunion on Fox or Threshold on CBS. Threshold, like Invasion on ABC and Surface on NBC, was one of this year's slowly unfolding sci-fi mysteries in the wake of last year's successful Lost. In my opinion, Threshold was the best of the three new shows. But not enough viewers agreed, so Threshold has been gone from CBS since November and isn't scheduled to reappear. What'll happen to those sneaky aliens trying to infect and overrun our planet? We'll never know. Similarly, there will be no webcast on Fox explaining who was the murderer on Reunion. Each episode in that show was supposed to take us forward in time 1 year, from 20 years ago to the present, and unmask the killer in the finale. Instead, all we're getting is a Fox executive's apology and the announcement that the killer probably was Sam's daughter. 5 years ago, when a different set of Fox executives unveiled a show called 24, with its unique real-time format, TV critics tried to extract from those executives a promise that if they started the series, it would definitely last all season. The executives refused. It's only because audiences warmed up to Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer that we got to see his wife die at the end of the year, and all his bad days since. In the 1990s, Wise Guy hedged its bets by telling stories that spread over part of the season, what it called a story arc. Twin Peaks teased viewers too long before revealing Laura's killer, and ended up leaving with one of TV's most unresolved cliffhangers, Dale Cooper, possessed by the spirit of Bob. That should have taught us a lesson. But thanks to Lost being so successful and so good, we're all risking being left at the altar again with its many imitators. Or even worse, left just a few weeks into a TV romance. The West Wing will go out this May with a chance to finish its story at an opportune point, the peaceful transition of power from one presidential administration to another. For me, the show has been so good the last 18 months during this latest election cycle that it should have been renewed by NBC and allowed to follow its new chief executive into office. But not enough people are watching, so the West Wing is leaving. But at least it's ending and gets to go out with dignity. And at least I get to watch it on my TV set, not on my laptop. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Sharrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.